Sisters Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the Big Brother franchise from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 68. Let's get started. All right, welcome, ladies.
Hey.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody. Hello.
Hello.
Good eye. We are
Hola.
Back. Hola. We are back to talk about Big Brother. And
Big Brother.
Today we do not have any. Well, we have one Big Brother to talk about this time.
Woo!
Because yeah. We're still waiting for Big Brother UK Celebrity to start back up.
Right.
So. Which is BB UK versus BB US.
Which I'm interested in how this is going to work.
Yeah.
Well, do you think they're going to mix competitions?
To make it one against the other?
No, like, do you think they're going to add head of household or power of veto?
Oh, I see.
To the UK version?
I don't know.
See, it depends on what they mean by US versus UK.
Is it just US celebrities versus UK celebrities?
See, that's what I'm wondering.
That's what I thought, but I don't know.
Because I don't see how they would be able to do it any other way, because we're not going to have a celebrity version to, like, play against. They're going to have to get U.S. people in the BB UK house and just have, I guess.
But they always have a couple U.S. people.
They do, yeah.
But maybe they're going to have like half and half.
That sounds like it. Right.
Because
otherwise it wouldn't be quite fair.
Right.
True.
And you know, of course we say the word celebrity loosely.
With the quotations.
With quotations.
They're really
marks.
Like D-list.
D-listers.
D-listers. Like last, what was the girl? Cami Jo? I had no idea who she was. Never seen her before.
No.
In my life.
No. Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. So, if it's the same, then it's going to be interesting.
Yes. We don't even know who they are.
Not yet.
Right.
So, where do we start for Big Brother US? Where did we leave off last time?
Well, the last time we left off, we had Shelly and wait a second. I'm sorry, I'm a little, my notes are all over the place.
Shelly was
in about, that's been a while ago.
Yeah.
It
right. Seems so like we the last eviction we had was Jeff. That's how far back.
Yes, I do remember you talking about that.
So, and we've gotten into the Sixth Sense Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we left off, I know Shelly is HOH.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And James has been feeling safe, which we know is always an issue.
Mm-hmm.
People start to get that safe feeling.
Don't get comfortable.
Don't you do it. I don't know if we talked about this the last time, but they had that little boy. Oh, we did, the boy band.
Yes,
they call
Wax Street Boys.
We're Wax Street Boys. So that seemed to still be going on.
Yeah.
Backstreet's back. All right.
Which is actually really crazy. Backstreet Boys tweeted the Big Brother.
That's right. They did.
Yes.
During the live eviction.
Uh-huh. And said that the Wax Street Boys are welcome to open up their concert.
Whoa.
Come on tour.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did they sing?
Lip sync. Oh,
okay. Lip sync, yeah. Mostly just jig around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They must
with
do that
routines,
to get
like dance routines.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
It was funny. It was very funny.
It was.
Yes. So we had the power of veto. So we had Shelly, Jason, and John. Jason and John were the two nominees. Then Vanessa got picked, Meg, and James.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve was our host.
Yes.
I keep forgetting
he's even in the house.
I know, right?
Him and Becky.
Oh, God. Yeah, Becky, you hardly see. And even Jackie hides.
They yeah.
don't show her very much either.
Well, they're showing her a little bit more now that Jeff is gone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind her.
I like her.
Yeah. So I don't, do you remember the name of the competition? It was like chemistry.
I don't remember the name.
Okay. So basically what they did was everybody had their own chemistry area and they were all shown quick images of colors that they had to mix, or not mix, but the host would say, okay, what was the third color? And they'd have to add the right one to the mix or they would be out. And it was yes. really quick. You know, you had to remember everything just in order, just right. Otherwise, you'd get, like, swept. It reminded me
of, like, in school, in science class, did you ever have to mix, like, blue and green to make a color?
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was called Saved by the Smell.
Yes.
Which is funny.
Does blue and green make purple?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So we go through, and in the end, Vanessa wins.
Yay!
Yay!
So this is the really other side.
She's on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
She was on the block.
No, she wasn't.
Oh.
No, but she's on the other side as far as
the big alliance.
Mm-hmm. The alliances go, right.
James and Johnny Mac were on the block.
Was it James or was it Jason?
It's so many goddamn J's.
I know, right?
Elmer yes, Ray.
It is.
You said the GD word.
You're
not supposed to use the GD word.
Sorry.
Sister Kay don't like that.
I know.
That's okay.
Sometimes it happens.
It happens.
Okay, so in the end, at the Power of Veto meeting, Vanessa actually uses the power of veto on Ooh. Jason.
Mm-hmm. Really?
She takes him off the block and puts up Audrey.
Whoop, whoop.
Wow.
Whoop,
whoop.
Yeah, this is a big move.
Now, Audrey should have been gone back when the entire house.
So true.
Like,
so true.
Targeted her. Well, right. Rightfully so.
Exactly.
And outed her as being, like, in everyone's alliance and lying and a shitster and instigator.
Yeah, so, waking people up.
Yeah, it's about high time someone finally had the kahunas
right.
to put her up on the block.
Exactly. And Shelley and Vanessa and Clay were kind of working together to make this happen.
They were, yes.
Right. So, and I was glad, of course, to see Jason come down. So yeah. Audrey's up there with John.
So was she shocked? Did anyone know she was going to do that?
Vanessa? Ooh. Mm-hmm. Of course, told Shelley and Clay that was the plan. I think all the other house guests really weren't sure that she'd actually do it.
Do it, right.
Because it's not like she was on the block. She didn't have to use the veto.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To save anyone.
Right. She could have just not used it at all.
Yeah. So it was still a shock when she actually used it.
That's cool. Yeah. I love it when people do that.
Yeah, me that was good.
Too.
Yep. So this is when Audrey kind of goes into a meltdown.
Oh, Lord, what kind of meltdown?
A sore loser.
Exactly. And she goes, into the diary room, and she's in there for like 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you told us about this at the end of the last episode.
Yes.
You know, and she comes in, back into the house, right, with her.
Well, she comes back into the house with, like, these sunglasses, an oversized blanket,
hoodie,
wrapped up in a blanket, like, girl, we see
yeah.
you.
Right.
But
and everyone's wondering like where she like was.
She's moving through the house like she's a ghost.
Yeah.
And then she goes straight into the have-not room and, like, curls up in a little ball and she's sleeping.
Right.
Then when she thinks everyone isn't paying attention, she gets up and you can see her, like, peeking around corners or trying to overhear conversations.
Yep.
Then she hurries up and she sneaks back into the have-not room like she's been right. asleep the whole time.
What? Yes.
And people see this?
Weird.
Oh, no. They see her moving around and stuff like that. She's not so subtle.
No. But right. Even so, like, they're whispering amongst themselves, like, what is up with her? Like,
yeah.
what's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah. But, so you know, nobody really guests. Approached her.
Do you ever find out what really is going on?
No. It was rumor. I don't know if it's true, but rumors going around that she has really bad anxiety. So mm-hmm. when she went into the diary room, that they gave her something, like some medicine or something, to kind of calm her down.
Okay.
Vanessa, I found out, because someone made a comment that they gave her Vanessa's pills. Vanessa takes Adderall.
What's that?
I think it's
just Adderall. Like a.
Is Adderall the one for ADD?
Oh, to calm people down? Yeah, I think it is.
So Vanessa takes that, and people were saying they probably gave that to Audrey too, just to calm her down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was just highly. It was just totally weird and unpredictable, her behavior.
Right. Was she just seemed calm? To shut down.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Shut down so much that for the first time in mm-hmm. Big Brother history, she did not attend the veto ceremony.
Yes, I meant to mention that. So she was not there when she got put on the block. She was just in that other room.
In the room.
What?
By herself.
She did not go.
I guess they didn't make her, huh?
They didn't make her.
Nope.
Wow.
So it kind of made it easy to nominate her because she wasn't even there.
Exactly. So it wasn't like they had to make
all the drama.
Oh, wait. I thought you said she was nominated.
She was put on the block, but she wasn't there.
But she wasn't at the ceremony.
So wait a minute. I thought you said that they took one person off the block, they put her on the block, and that's when she went off.
No. I'm out of order.
Before. So, yeah. Oh, this happened before she got nominated.
They're acting weird.
Okay, gotcha.
And it just kind of continued, like, for the rest of the, not the whole week, but.
Yeah.
Until eviction.
Right, until eviction.
That's weird.
Very.
Did she talk to anybody? I'm surprised
that they let her.
Right, and me too. Because that's never happened.
Never.
No.
She must have been bad off.
That's why I'm really speculating, like, what the heck happened in that diary room for 5-6 hours?
Right. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I kind of felt bad for her in a way because nobody was trying to talk to her or see if she was okay or anything.
James did.
She wasn't eating,
and James actually cooked her breakfast.
Brought her in an omelet.
And, yeah.
And talked to her. She wouldn't talk back to him.
He was trying. She wouldn't talk back. She wouldn't say thank you for thinking of me and cooking breakfast when no one else is paying attention to me.
Yeah, I thought that was really sweet.
She barely even looked at him. It was so rude. Like, I wanted him to throw the omelet in her face.
Oh, man.
I really did.
And, of course, as soon as he left, she jumped on that omelet.
Yes, she did. I'm like, I know your ass is hungry.
And she's supposed to be a have-not, but she doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
Oh, wait, they let her eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, she ate it and everything.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they fix an omelet if she was on the have-not?
He was just trying to be nice. She hadn't eaten.
She hadn't eaten anything.
Yeah.
So Jamie's like, well, I'm going to take the high road. And, you know, no one's really talking to her or anything, and she's really secluded. So I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to do something nice, and I'm going to cook her breakfast. And he really did it.
Yep, he did. And they did actually.
She didn't even look at him.
Right.
But literally the second he walked out of the room.
Yeah.
Because before he walked out, he said, okay, well, I'm going to leave this here. This food. It's an omelet. I made it just for you. I hope you eat it. Enjoy and hope you feel better.
Yeah.
Soon as he turns his back and walks out, she pounced on that plate.
Yeah. She was all over that
thing. Wow. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That
and I believe that when they did the voting for, you know, who you want to kick out, she got a penalty vote because she ate. Big deal. Right?
Yes. So. She should have actually just got a penalty eviction for not attending.
Yeah, they should have just thrown her out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
Which leads us to eviction.
The eviction.
Obviously, she was evicted.
Yes.
Now. You know how the evictions are supposed to be live?
Yes.
You know some of them really aren't.
What? Really?
Some of them are taped.
Oh, wow.
They tape evictions when they feel it may be an issue with the evicted house guests or kind of unpredictable on the evicted house guest reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So they tape it, and hers was taped.
Okay.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. They taped hers. Okay. Which, I mean, understandable because the way she'd been acting, there's no telling how she would act when she's out of the house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hers was taped. And then did you know that when they do tape them, And this is how I found out, because a couple people that I follow sometimes go to the evictions, and a couple people's ticket for that night was canceled.
Oh, what?
And that's how everyone, yeah, they canceled the tickets. So that's how everyone found out that it was like, okay, obviously they're just going to tape it. So when they tape it, do you know who it is that's sitting in the audience?
Who?
Employees of CBS.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so lame.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they pan, and they're, are they showing the audience?
They show a quick glance.
They probably minimize the
commercial,
it.
Like, yeah. Really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awful.
But, I mean, we knew she was going because they did, like, this whole montage.
They
which
did,
they
yeah.
never do.
Ever.
Right? Before they even voted, they were meeting her family, showing her best bits.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness. And then, of course, they voted her out.
Jeez, they didn't even vote yet.
No, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
But that makes sense that they were able to add the montage in because it was all taped anyway.
Sure, they had all day and night. Wow. Oh my goodness. Uh-huh.
So, yeah. How did, I mean, did Julie ask any questions? Like, what the fuck was wrong with you?
No.
No, I don't think she did.
What?
No, they completely, I feel like actually Julie was probably instructed to specifically not ask or even bring it up.
Yeah.
It was kind of like she danced around it.
They kept it light.
Yes, kept it really light and brief. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
That's what makes me not like her as a presenter, because she doesn't ask questions that everybody wants to damn know.
I don't think it's her fault. I think it's producers instructing her on what and what not to bring up.
Her husband. Her husband, CBS, producers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What else point is there to have a question and answer session afterwards?
I know.
Then ask them questions that you want to know. Like,
why
were you acting like that?
They just wanted to sweep it under the carpet and move on.
It's like they were just so ready to be done with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's hurry up, get her out of here before she really nuts the fuck up.
Right. She makes us look bad.
Wow. Yep. They're already looking bad.
Yeah. So
they
jump into the HOH because they're trying to move it along. And it was Pop Till You Watch or something. So they had songs that told you whether it was the HOH competition or the Power Veto or the Battle of the Block. So you had to guess which the song was related to.
Yeah.
And in the end, Jackie and Vanessa were co-HOHs.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
And they're still doing all this co shit.
Yes. For now. And then they had a special guest on the, air quotes, live show. And it was Brittany.
Yes.
From back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, they're bringing everybody back.
Yep.
Yes.
So they just had a quick interview with her, and that was basically
it. How did she look?
She looked good. She looked the same.
Yeah, exactly the same. Like, she has not aged.
Right. She has three kids? She looked good. The same.
Speaking of guests, there's supposed to be guests tomorrow night, the Hitmen.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
On the live show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Who are the Hitmen?
Cody and Derek.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh.
Who the hell is that?
From last year.
Oh, I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Derek won it.
Derek won.
Yeah, and Cody with the hair.
That was the name of their alliance, was the Hitmen?
The Hitmen. Yes. That's right. Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Cody tweeted, there may be a Thursday night Hitmen surprise on the live
episode. Nice.
Yeah. So they'll probably be interviewed like Brittany was.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, but why waste time on past people?
Right.
Because you don't have
enough.
Because
that's all they got.
Yeah, you don't have enough commentary or whatever for this one?
Guess not.
No, I don't.
So we kind of get into this whole Austin versus the twins saga. Do you want to talk about it, Elmarie?
Uh-oh, what's the saga?
Which saga?
This whole Austin with the twins.
Oh.
Remember?
The showmance?
Well, like how he basically is kind of throwing the one twin under the bus.
Oh.
Trying to do that. Remember with that? That happened a little ways back.
It happened so long ago.
I know, yeah. I mean, it's this whole Sixth Sense alliance is relying that the twins are going to get into the house together.
Right, because it's an extra number.
Correct. So Austin likes Liz, but, you know, he basically told Jason, and then, of course, it gets through to everybody that he would be okay if Julia left. Or if she got evicted, of course, before Liz. So he's already kind of planning ahead to get rid of one of them, if it came to that.
Which is...
stupid.
I don't know what he was thinking. It's a stupid plan. Yeah,
he's not the brightest bulb.
If you already have a showmance with one twin, you should want the other twin to be able to come into the house. Because that's an extra person on your side.
Exactly.
That's a number. With you.
If you're in good with his sister, you're probably good.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
And then, do you really think the sister is going to continue to like you, which she's faking it anyway, but...
Yeah.
Do you really think she's going to continue the showmance with you after she finds out you're already planning to evict her twin?
Exactly. Yeah, he's not smart, but he's really head over heels for Liz.
He's like falling in love. He says he's falling in love.
He says he's falling in love.
So and I believe him.
And she doesn't, I believe it too. And she doesn't like him?
No.
Not like that, really.
Wow.
But she's playing it.
She's playing it, though.
She is, yeah.
Like they sleep in the same bed.
He's always trying to kiss her. She's like, always. Oh my God. She's like, what's that over there?
Uh-huh.
Coming up with excuses.
It's comical.
It is comical. Wow.
Because she tries to dodge him without being so obvious.
Right.
And he's
does he ever say, do you like me? I mean, does he ever say that?
Not outright, no.
No, he hasn't put it like that.
Okay.
No. But anyway, he's just getting into a mess of trouble with this whole twin thing. And it's getting back to people that are in his alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other twin finds out her name is Julia. And it's just a big mess. So then they're contemplating targeting him or backdooring him because he's really just messing the whole alliance up.
He is. Yeah. So, of course, he's confronted by Vanessa.
Yep.
Who, this chick, has no problem. I swear it seems like every week she's calling somebody out on their shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, isn't Vanessa the poker player?
Yes. Right.
Okay.
So she's basically telling him, like, we know what you told Jason about, you know, getting rid of Julia the twin, and you're in our alliance. You should, you know, be on a board with her getting into the house because we need her. We need that extra number.
Right.
So he's like, oh, he feels like he really regrets it. Oh, I know. I should have never said that. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I felt sorry. And he is literally begging for his life.
Literally begging.
Wow. Literally begging.
Yeah.
It was shameful to watch.
It was pathetic. Yeah.
Like, I lost all respect for him at that moment.
Yeah, he's fallen out in my eyes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did they say to that?
She said, well, if you don't want to be backdoored and put up, then you need to go talk to Clay and Shelley and pretty much everyone else and make this right.
Right, exactly.
Because they want you to go.
Yeah.
And frankly, I want you to go because you can't be trusted.
Right.
So he's like begging her.
Yeah.
And then he finally says, okay, I'm going to go talk to them. And he does.
He did, yeah. He did.
They weren't buying it, though.
No. Yeah. That's right.
He messed his own game up.
He did.
He's done it. Oh, this is the second time he almost...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he almost got in trouble once before with throwing the competition.
Because he really is being blinded.
Yeah.
By this showmance.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I kind of feel bad for him a little bit when he finds out that she really doesn't like him.
Oh, shit, how'd that happen?
Did he find out?
No, I said when he does.
Oh, when he does. Okay, yeah.
When he finds out.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can get to the nominations.
Yes.
So Jackie puts up James and Liz.
Mm-hmm.
And Vanessa puts up Clay and Becky.
Yes.
Now, Clay volunteered to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked to Becky and said, look, we'd like to put you up. You're going to be up with Clay. It's a good, strong alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of you should be able to get off the block and James and Liz would remain.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
It did sound good.
Mm-hmm.
But Liz fought her ass off.
Yes.
And James was trying to throw it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
They basically had this huge board with hidden letters that if you threw paint on them would appear. And you had to unscramble the letters to come up with three house guests from last season.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked her ass off. And
she did.
Just beat out the other team to win it.
Yeah.
Basically by herself, right?
By herself.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Did she know he was throwing it?
She did. Afterwards, she was reflecting on it, and she's like, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But she got herself off, so Clay and Becky are up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Then we have the power of veto competition.
Yes.
Which was...
Mm-hmm. Dramatic pause. What the competition is.
Riveting television. If you can't remember.
So the veto competition was Vanessa, Clay, and Becky. Then Shelley, John, and Liz were picked. Jason was the host.
Mm-hmm.
And these people had to dress up like giant squirrels.
Oh, Lord.
Big giant squirrel costumes. And what they basically had to do was, we've seen this one in the past where you have to roll a ball up a ramp.
Yeah.
And then it falls down the other side. Yeah. And you have to catch it. And you have to do that 250 times.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, without dropping it. So after a long time, everyone was pooped, this and that. Clay wins to get himself off the block.
Yes.
And then we go through this, so annoying, back and forth. Is Vanessa going to put up Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she going to put somebody else up? And unfortunately, that biatch put up my boy Jason.
She did.
On the block. Damn, woman.
She did.
She did. I know you're excited.
She's trying not to laugh, right?
Yeah, she is. I can hear it in her voice.
I was really trying to hold it in for your sake.
I appreciate it. All right, but anyway, so we get to the eviction, and of course Jason's been trying to get votes all week.
Mm-hmm.
But he's up against Becky, who's just, you know, not a threat at all.
Yeah,
but he tries to convince people that, you know, he'll take them further and this and that, but unfortunately,
firstborn,
yeah, pretty much, right? Yeah. He's not able to save himself, and he is evicted.
Adios.
I know.
Coming back to Boston.
Marie's like, woohoo!
Yeah.
He's out. Yeah.
So
then we have another HOH comp, and this one is Endurance.
Now, this is for just one HOH now.
Yes, Battle of the Block is no longer. Thank goodness.
Yep. We just go back to the original.
One HOH, two nominees.
Correct.
So, it's the Endurance that they do every year where they have to stand on a wall and it's raining or snowing, bad weather.
Yeah.
Then it like shakes, they have to hold on. So that team comp, yeah. So, toward the end, it was James, Shelley, and Johnny Mac.
Yes, the dentist.
The yelling dentist.
the screaming dentist.
Mm-hmm. something so up with him.
Yeah, it's strange.
It is. Like, what is it that they give you at the dentist? Novocaine?
Laughing gas?
He is, like, forever high on laughing gas, I'm convinced. Because he, not only does he scream, but he's really loopy.
Yeah, he's something loose. There's something not right.
She's like, something's loose in there.
It is. So, they're the last three standing. Of course, like, James, he's got this in the bag.
Yeah, Johnny he's made Mac for this doesn't one.
Look like he can hold on too much longer. Shelly starts making a deal. So she says to James, which immediately I'm like, okay, she's totally just disregarding Johnny Mac right now. But she says to James, I'll drop.
Yep.
If you don't put up me or Clay,
right. Then
you can't backdoor us. So you can't put us up as replacement noms either. So Vanessa is on the sidelines like, well, shit, what about me? I'm in the alliance.
Exactly.
And you don't even mention my name to keep me safe.
Nope.
So at that point, every single person in the house knew, like, okay, Shelly and Clay, they're just looking out for each other and no one else.
And Vanessa and is pissed.
Very pissed. Yeah. Rightfully so.
Definitely.
So, toward the end of her deal-making, she throws in Johnny Mac's name. Oh, and Johnny Mac, too. You can't put him up.
Yeah.
So, Johnny Mac, he falls. So, now it's just Shelly and James, and she's like, you promised? Are we good? And James is like, yeah, definitely. Go ahead. Drop. I won't put you up.
You and can't trust people like that.
But no. She drops is so funny because he wins. And later in the diary room, he's like, making deals in here. It's telling someone you're nominating them. It's like you're writing a bounce check. People write all kinds of bounce checks in the Big Brother house.
James is funny.
I like him. He's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, of course. But I really was thinking, like, he's going to stick to the deal.
Yeah.
Like, everyone heard the deal. He's going to stick with it. So, nominations come. And who does he put up?
Clay and Shelly.
Wow.
Exactly. Awesome. Who he promised not to.
Yep. And because they're up together, one of them's going home, most likely.
One of them's going to
go. Right? Because you can only get one off.
Right.
Yeah.
This makes James, like, the hero of the season.
Definitely.
Because I don't know if all of the house guests realize it. Jason, I think, did. But yeah. Clay and Shelly have really been behind every single eviction.
Yeah, they've been running the house.
They have been
running the house. From the beginning. Yeah.
They needed to be split up. And I don't think anyone else had the balls to do it besides James.
Right. Exactly. Maybe Jason would have, but he's gone.
Right.
And I don't think anybody else probably would have had the balls to do it.
Vanessa might have down the line because she was so pissed.
Right. Down the road. Yeah.
But not now.
Not now.
Woo! And James, he's like, you know what? And I totally have to respect him for this. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to play that backdoor shit.
Yeah.
I'm putting both up right away. One of them's going to go.
I love that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Could it be because there was no more of the bottle of the block that he did it like that?
Yes, because there's no way that both of them could be saved now.
Right, exactly.
One has to go.
Yep. Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
Yep. This needed to happen.
It definitely needs to happen. Yeah. So, of course, right away, they're angry. You promised us in front of the whole house.
Yeah.
And this happens, like, at the eviction, I mean, at the nomination.
Ceremony, right. Yeah.
You went back on your word, and the whole house knows your word doesn't mean anything. And he's like, the whole house wants you both up, too, so.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, Shelly is pissed off, and Clay's now mad, too, but still, it's like, you know. That's a good move. You got to respect that.
You have to respect it.
Yeah. Everyone knows they're a pair.
The dumb butt who jumped off.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Woohoo!
But her thinking was she already won HOH twice. She didn't want to win a third time because, of course, that would put a bigger target on her back because she's one of the better competitors.
That's right.
So she really didn't want to win. But you stood up on that ledge for this long. You might as well just stick it out. You've already proved that you're good at endurance.
Yeah.
At this point.
And assuming that somebody's going to keep their word in Big Brother is not a smart move. No, yeah, and not. It could be the end for her. I'd rather see her go than him.
Really?
Yeah, how about you? Does it matter or?
It doesn't even matter.
Okay, yeah.
Take your pick.
It and they're from the main alliance.
Actually, no, right? I take that back. I want her to go only because I know if she goes, Clay will hook up with Meg.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Hook up, or as an alliance?
Hook up.
Ooh,
Meg is like hot in the pants.
Wow. Who's Meg?
Meg, exactly.
Clay is the football guy, too. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I forget Meg is in the house, too, and so she goes in the diary room. She's extra cheery.
Yeah, from New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like her, but we don't see much of her either.
We don't, but you know how they give the house drinks? And she gets a little loose.
Oh, wow. Now, are you seeing this in the After Darks?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm not seeing this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, she's willing to make out with, like, anyone.
Oh, my.
Liquor system.
Lord.
So that's why I think Clay will probably hook up with her.
Oh, wow. That'll send Shelly over the edge.
I know.
Yeah, Shelly likes Clay, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he likes her, too.
He does.
Even though she's a puma.
And you know what's strange? So Shelly has a twin brother.
Yep.
He kind of looks like Clay.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember seeing a picture of him.
I'll have to send you a picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
That happens.
It does?
Well, sometimes you see couples, they look alike.
After they're together for so long, they do kind of look alike.
Yeah.
Couples.
Like they could be brother or sister or something.
Don't you think so, Sister Kay?
No.
I mean, really?
I guess.
Come on. Especially older couples who've been together for decades.
Well, because they're both old and wrinkled and cricked over. Yeah. But I mean, like, look alike, like, similar features and stuff.
Yeah, there's couples out there like that, for sure.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But what about if your husband or your boyfriend look like your brother? Wouldn't that be a turnoff?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be for me if I had
Ditto.
A brother. I don't have a brother, but, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to date someone that I was related to.
Right. No. But you're not doing it consciously. That's the thing. You're just attracted to them. Probably because they look like you, or they look like somebody you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange.
I think I can't date anyone who looks like me.
Yeah, that's another thing. I wouldn't want. Yeah, but like you said, I don't think it happens right away.
Yeah, and I don't think you really realize you're doing it.
Yeah.
Somebody would have to tell me something.
Be like, listen, Sister Kay.
Look, if none of my friends say, that person looks just like your brother. If they don't tell me that, I'll be upset. Why didn't you tell me I was dating my brother?
Somebody should have told me that.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
So, but she likes him and he likes her. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we shall see. Tonight is the veto competition. Elmarie already knows. But I do not.
Yes, I do.
Wait, tonight is the
video. Well, I already know who's going.
Huh?
Obviously.
She knows
do that. We?
90%.
As we had mentioned before.
What do you mean?
Like, as we were talking who we thought would go or who we wanted to go.
I think I know.
Oh, yeah. He totally looks like her brother.
See?
Wow. That's creepy. Did you check the text?
I need to look at this. Hold on.
Wow. Could be the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
What?
Exactly.
Okay, Clay's the guy that's in the house and Lance is her brother?
Yes.
Oh. Identical twins. Maybe they're triplets and they didn't know.
is that her twin brother?
Yeah.
On the right, yep.
And how old is this lady, Shelley?
She's like early 30s.
But he's...
Interesting.
In his
20s. Early 20s? Yeah.
Oh, he's early 20s?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still in college, right? Or grad school? He's in grad school.
Mm-hmm. Well, go on with That's why she self. Calls herself a puma.
A puma.
Go on with your bad self then, Shelley. But I don't know about the lookalike thing, because... I mean, maybe to her, he doesn't look like her brother. I don't know. It looks similar enough that I would
be... I'd say.
I'd take pause for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So that's what we got.
It's what, halfway over? Or over halfway over? How are y'all liking the season so far? Are you still interested, or...
No.
That's the same. It always gets very frustrating.
It does.
The people that I want to win... They always seem to be on the other side of the alliances. Mm. So, but I'm hoping now that Jason won and one of these power people go out, maybe there'll be a bit of
a shift. Wait, Jason
won? Oh, sorry, James.
I was going to say, your boy Jason's gone.
Oh, I miss him.
I see. But
you know what I mean. Like you said, there's too many J's in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, maybe this will start a shift. In the house.
So you're hoping that James won
and
Nam stay the same?
Oh, I just meant that either Clay or Shelley's going to go home.
Okay.
And then that'll start a shift in the house.
It should.
Yeah. And then hopefully somebody on the other alliance, like Meg or whoever else, can win the HOH again this week to get another one out.
Yeah.
To kind of get the numbers closer.
We're not even halfway through yet. No one's going to the...
No, there's no jury yet.
Sylvester House yet.
Right.
They're not halfway through yet?
No.
That's what I'm like. Oh, are y'all going to make it?
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it depends how it starts to roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know.
But we'll see.
We shall.
We shall, we shall.
So now that your boy Jason is gone, who are you rooting for to win?
Well, I guess I like Jason now.
You mean James?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. I thought Jason was gone.
Did I just say Jason again?
Yeah, you did.
Jeez Louise.
You really miss him.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess James is my favorite again now.
Okay.
I said James, right?
Yes, you did.
So, and I mean, I like Meg.
James, I'm rooting for James and still Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa's okay, even though she booted my boy out.
I know. But she's kind of getting on my nerves a bit, though.
Yeah.
I like that she's so confrontational, but
yeah,
she jumps on anyone who lies in the game, and it's Big Brother, number one.
Exactly.
Everyone lies. Yeah. Number two, you lie for a living. You're a poker player.
True.
Get over yourself.
Yeah.
Three, she lies to almost everyone in the house. But
yeah.
Someone else, she just full on attacks them. So she's kind of getting on my bad side.
Yeah. When you start preaching, but you're really not practicing what you preach. Right. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But James, he's just he's just out there sometimes. Did you see when Vanessa won HOH? And they had the picture of her with her mom.
Yes.
And
did you catch him looking at her mom?
James was head over heels for her mom.
Yes.
So cute.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's very pretty. I think she looked younger than
she does.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
She looked younger than Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
So James is like, Vanessa, if you ever talk to your mom, I'm interested. Yeah, he's so cute. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get on to our feedback. The first piece of feedback is a iTunes review that we received from Kid No Cole. So Kid N-O-K-O-L, whatever that is.
Okay.
They put 5 stars, love it, great Big Brother podcast.
Woo!
From Kid Thank you. No KOL.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kid.
Thanks.
That's good love to it. Hear.
Very good to hear.
Yes.
And then, let's see, our next feedback is from Kim, and she says, I have no idea what episode we're on. I'm on the Vanessa train now. I'm bringing Johnny, Mac, James, and Jason with me. I figure we've got the brains in Jason, the cute in James, and the funny in Johnny Mac. And Vanessa is the puppet master, pulling all of their strings. Steve is flying under the radar, but seems really smart. OMG, Austin is Caleb. Liz, will you please stop leading this poor guy on? At least yes. Amber was straight up with Caleb. She couldn't help it if he was delusional. Mm-hmm. You're just straight up messing with Austin's head. Oh, well, looking forward to another fun BB week. Thanks. Excuse me. Thanks, Kim from Baltimore. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, do y'all agree what she said with what she said?
Absolutely.
Yep, yep. Although I don't know how bright Steve is.
But Amber was straight up with Caleb.
Oh, that's true.
Really?
Yes. Like, Caleb was stalker. Right. Cray, cray.
Mm-hmm.
But Liz is so leading Austin on.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
That's poor guy.
Never good when that happens.
No, you shouldn't do that.
Okay, we have another email for Big Brother, and it is from Max. Hey, Sister Speak, lighten up. I listened to your podcast and to a few others. I just have to say thanks for the info about the other podcast we talked about a couple weeks ago. I had to listen to them just to hear what they said about you. I think you kind of blew things out of proportion. The father and son really didn't say anything bad about you, but you turned around and called them shitty. While they did say crappy, it really wasn't directed to you, in my opinion. They are a father and son team. The kid is 15 years old. Chill out. They are funny, and I thank you for mentioning them and turning me on to them. I'll be listening to them along with you. Thanks for your podcast, and thanks to all the other podcasts. Don't get defensive. Have fun. There is room for all the podcasts. I think you should each call into each other's shows. Make an alliance together. The BB Pod Alliance. Take care, Max.
An alliance.
Thank you, Max. True.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Max.
For your feedback, I will start with my thoughts on your email. First of all, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because, honestly, it is bothersome that this is coming up and some of the comments that you've had. First of all, in my opinion, we didn't make anything heavy. This was a heavy topic because it is a heavy topic. Anytime that you have someone dissing something that you've created and then having people turn around and tell you that you are taking it the wrong way and that you are the one that's caused it and that you're the one who said someone else's stuff is shitty when that was not the case, that really pisses me off. Now, I didn't know anything about this podcast. None of us did, actually. We were told about this. We didn't use anyone's name in a negative tone or anyone's podcast name in a negative light. That was said about us. I responded, Sister Elmarie responded, and Sister A responded. And then some of our listeners responded to them directly on Twitter or social media.
And Sister J.
And Sister J, she told me yep. that she did email them as well. But that was... You know, that wasn't us three. We said what we said on the podcast. We didn't email. We didn't tweet. We didn't do any of that. So for someone to turn around and say, Max, for you to turn around and tell me that we are the ones that take this wrong and that we were wrong and calling them shitty. First of all, we never said that.
No.
We never said that. We were defending our podcast, what we have created out of love. Mm-hmm. We were the ones who brought up the fact that we should all support each other. Not you and not anyone else. We did. We're the ones who said that shame on them for perpetuating this thing that all podcasts can't get together and be one and support each other. And so it really irritates the hell out of me that now someone's turning that shit around. This is the last time I'm going to talk about this on the podcast or on social media or anywhere else. But I'm just here to say that I along with Sister J, and unfortunately the other two ladies couldn't attend, just attended Podcast Movement in Fort Worth, Texas, because we're from Texas, or I'm from Texas, where we had a plethora of, well, we had over a thousand podcasters in one place, and anyone from the highest high, Mark Maron, to the lowest low person who just, not even low, but the person who just started a podcast, there was support across the board. Big Brother podcast to Big Brother podcast, or TV show podcast to TV show podcast, or business podcast to business podcast. Everyone got together, met each other, and had nothing but love and support for each other. That's what needs to be happening in this situation. And that's how I want to be with my fellow podcasters. I'm not going to entertain anybody else who wants to be negative and then turn that shit around and act like they didn't do shit. We know what you did, we know what you said, and we know what you meant. And that's all I'm going to say.
Well said.
Yes.
Anybody else want to say anything? I think this is going to be the last time we talk about it, so let's get all of our shit out now.
Yeah. I'll just say quickly that, you know, I'm sorry that it has come to this, you know, kind of a point. You know, we didn't want to go to have to say all these things, but like Sister K said, you know, we take time out of our schedules to get together and talk about these things, and we put in time to edit and all the things with the equipment, and we spend a lot of time, and we don't want to be hearing that this thing is crappy or you got an issue with women or whatever your problem is. You have to support other people that are whatever kind of podcast they have. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to listen to it, but you know, this is what we do, and we like and enjoy speaking with each other and listening to other people give us feedback, which is typically positive, and we just enjoy this, and we don't want any negative vibes coming from it. And whatever kind of apology that you think that you gave us, bullshit, and that's all I'm going to say.
I have to piggyback.
Yes, Marie, sorry.
That other podcast did release quote unquote an apology, and I related to backhanded compliments, so I didn't take it seriously at all. But I hate that it had to go back and forth and get to this point. I just want all podcasts to support each other, no matter what the topic is, no matter the genre, no matter if it's man or woman, just support each other. We're all in this together. We all commit our time and money. Just support it. It's your babies. Be proud of it.
If you're proud of it, you can't help but be proud of other people who are doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Working just as hard.
Right.
Exactly. You have that mutual respect.
You should, anyway.
Yes.
You should have that mutual respect.
And this should go beyond even podcasting. This is respect in general for everybody.
This is a life lesson.
Right.
Is that, and this is so interesting because I was just talking about this at work today. When someone takes the time to tear someone else down, what they don't realize, like if, let's say, for instance, in the workplace, if you have someone who's working there for 10 years and then someone new comes in and the veteran is jealous or scared their job's going to go away, what the negative bickering and shit is going to do is it's going to cause a division and make you look bad if you would support. It lifts the other person up as well as yourself.
Yes.
And so I don't think people realize how their attitude really can affect them. They think it's all someone else doing it to them. No. You are sometimes causing this kind of reaction to yourself based on your attitude.
Bad attitude.
And it's more reflection on you.
Exactly.
It is. So all I know is I was annoyed and upset about this because, like we've said before, we've worked really hard for this podcast, and my expectation is if someone doesn't like it, they will just move on, not listen, and keep it moving.
That's fine.
I don't need to hear the reasons you don't like it. I don't need to hear anything about some of the things that were mentioned. I don't need to hear that. And I would never say that about someone else's work. I would just turn it off if I didn't care for it. And move on. There's plenty for everyone to hear, and not everything is going to be a fit for everyone else.
Right.
But after going to the Podcast Movement 2015, seeing all these fellow podcasters actually, truly, actively support and promote each other, that's what I'm about at this point. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to entertain anything else. Hell, if I can walk up to Rob Sesternino, tell him about our podcast, and have him smile and give positive feedback and actually chit-chat about things, then anyone can do that.
Yeah. Yes.
Woo!
So, that's all I have to say.
Yep.
So,
that's
Max,
all we're going to say.
You're entitled to your opinion. If you, don't want to listen to our podcast anymore, we, invite you to not listen. But any negative commentary or throwing things back that was not actually accurate, I don't want to entertain any longer, and I don't want to listen to or read. So, moving forward, I think I am going to screen our feedback, because which we've never done on the podcast, ever. We've read the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even want to entertain that kind of shit any longer, because it's just not conducive to the type of podcasting environment and family that we want to maintain at Sister Speak.
Right.
So, agreed.
Yep.
There you go. And with that, I believe that was the last piece of feedback that we had for Big Brother.
Okay.
So thank y'all for sending it in. I think for our next Big Brother podcast, we will have both Big Brother Celebrity UK edition.
Mm.
And also, we'll still be on Big Brother 17, if I'm understanding the timeline correctly. So we want to get your feedback. Let us know what you think about Celebrity BB UK and also BB 17. And for those of y'all who send in your feedback between now and then, we are going to have a feedback contest where we'll put your name in a hat, draw your name out, and we'll win a prize.
All right.
Now, since I don't have any Big Brother t-shirts available, we'll get some other kind of prize. We'll come up with something.
Oh, yeah.
We'll let you know when we draw. Maybe a gift card to Amazon or something like that.
Nice. All right.
Okay. Well, so if you want to give us some feedback and enter into our contest, you can send it to sisterspeak@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail at 972-755-1215 or leave us a message on SpeakPipe, and you can go and do that on our website, sisterspeakpodcast.com or speakpipe.com/sisterspeakpodcast. We are also on Twitter. I'm @_SisterK.
I am @LarryMarie.
And I am @AKSIDS.
We are also on Facebook at facebook.com/sisterspeakpodcast, and we also do have a Facebook group if you'd like to join. Look us up, Sister Speak Nation. And we're also on Google Plus and all the other fun and happy places that you can find us. All right, well, that is it for now. I'm Sister K.
I am Sister LM.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.